Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, My Husband Secretly Cheating with My Sister, A Marriage of Betrayal. Infidelity and Revenge Romance is an English-language contemporary romance novel by Ella Amafa, published as part of the Her Marriage in Crisis series. The book centers on a high-conflict relationship built around betrayal, family treachery, and emotional retaliation, with the core premise revealed through a wedding-era discovery that the protagonist's future husband has been secretly involved with her sister. Rather than functioning as a traditional love story, it uses the conventions of romance to examine the collapse of trust, the social damage caused by infidelity, and the psychological consequences of discovering duplicity inside both a family and an engagement. Its purpose is primarily dramatic and cathartic, offering readers a fast-moving, angst-heavy narrative that mixes confrontation, revenge, and eventual romantic resolution. The novel fits squarely within a subgenre that emphasizes crisis, high emotional stakes, and a strong female lead who must decide whether to forgive, retaliate, or choose herself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, betrayal inside both the relationship and the family unit. This structure also helps explain why the story can sustain so much momentum. A betrayal involving a sister is not easily resolved through a single confrontation because the wound is relational, social, and personal. The protagonist has to evaluate not only who lied, but how long the deception lasted and who else may have enabled it. That expands the story from private heartbreak into a broader family crisis. Secondly, the wedding and pre-wedding setting as a pressure point. The wedding framework also gives the story a clear before and after. In romance novels with infidelity plots, the moment of revelation often acts as a narrative hinge. Before that moment, the relationship can seem stable or even idealized. After it, every past interaction is reinterpreted through suspicion. That shift makes the setting structurally important, not just decorative. Thirdly, revenge as a response to humiliation and grief. At the same time, revenge in this kind of story usually serves a restorative function. It helps the protagonist stop being passive and begin acting on her own behalf. That shift is important because it turns the narrative into one of agency rather than victimhood. Even when the plot stays highly emotional, the revenge arc provides a framework for empowerment. Fourthly, a female lead defined by self-protection and emotional agency, the self-protective angle also deepens the book's romance function. A heroine who chooses herself before choosing romance tends to make any later relationship development feel earned rather than automatic. That improves the plausibility of the eventual happy ending because the emotional groundwork is built on boundaries, not denial. Lastly, why the book fits the high angst marriage and crisis romance niche. Compared with more restrained romance novels, it distinguishes itself through sheer emotional concentration. The focus on betrayal within both love and family gives the story a more volatile structure than a conventional love triangle or standard infidelity plot. That distinction is what makes it memorable within its category. In conclusion, readers who gravitate toward intense contemporary romance, family betrayal narratives, and revenge-centered emotional drama are the clearest audience for this book. It will especially appeal to those who enjoy heroines, who confront humiliation directly, refuse passive suffering, and move toward self-protection before reconciliation. The novel also suits readers of marriage in crisis fiction, who want the full arc of discovery, fallout, retaliation, and eventual closure rather than a quiet or subtle relationship story. What makes it stand out in a crowded subgenre is the combination of a sister betrayal and a near-wedding rupture, which creates a more personal and socially charged conflict than many cheating romances. The book also benefits from its clear emotional architecture. It establishes the wound quickly, escalates the stakes through family involvement, and positions the heroine's choice as the turning point. For readers seeking catharsis, this structure is effective because it turns pain into narrative momentum. For readers comparing similar titles, its main difference is the extreme intimacy of the betrayal and the strongly implied self-empowering resolution, which gives it a sharper identity than a generic infidelity romance. If you would like to support Ella Amafa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.